This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about a story out of New York, out of Monroe County, New York. And we're just going to run through the events, talk about some of the highlights when it comes to what was said, and then talk about the effects that are certainly on their way, and the fact that this story is definitely not over yet. It starts off pretty simply. A vehicle was exceeding the speed limit, according to the officers, doing 55 and a 35. Officer tried to pull the vehicle over. Vehicle did not stop. Vehicle just drove home. The officers followed, and they got into a conversation that was captured on body cam inside the driver's garage. The driver at one point during the conversation indicated that they worked with the district attorney's office, and the cop was like, "Oh, you're a DA?" And she's like, "No, I'm the DA. The DA." It gets better. Just wait. Highlights include, I was going 55. Coming home from work. The officer says 55 and a 35. She says, "I don't really care." When asked why she didn't stop, "Because I didn't feel like stopping on Phillips Road at 5:30. And other highlights include stuff like, "I know more about the law than you," so on and so forth. The district attorney has gotten into a little bit of hot water over this conversation that occurred. Now, at the end of it, I want to say it's 25 minutes or more, she does accept the ticket eventually. So, what has happened? Well, it started with local officials calling for a probe or investigation. Then it moved to state lawmakers. There were calls for her resignation, and now it appears that the governor has launched a state investigation suggesting that the DA undermined her ability to serve. The public is not happy about this. There's a lot of outcry as far as, you know, you're supposed to do what they say, nobody's above the law, these standard stuff. My guess is that a lot of the public reached out over social media because the DA has, it certainly appears that she has deleted her social media. So this is going to end up, more than likely end up being an investigation ran by James, by the Attorney General up there. Given her habits so far when it comes to people in office and her, well, let's just say reluctance to let things slide, my guess is that the investigation will be followed up on. So we'll see where it goes from here, but I'm fairly certain that this story is not over and that there will be more developments. And I'm sure that given the people involved, you know, the Attorney General and a DA, and now the governor's gotten involved, there's going to be a lot of media coverage about this. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.